When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Producer Dan shared something with us, and we wanted to try and rectify the situation. Producer Dan never went to a traditional summer camp.
Right.
You went to sports camps.
I did go to a lot of sports camps as a kid.
You didn't get to do the archery, the canoeing, you know, all those sorts of things. The three-legged race, all of those fun things that you do at a traditional summer camp. So we put the call out.
Dan wants to go to summer camp. Would you like for him to come along and sing campfire songs? Here's Dan at your kid's summer camp.
And you went to a summer camp.
I did. I went to my first summer camp of the summer. I went to Leslie Ellis Summer Camp in Arlington.
Okay.
I went on Monday after the show. It was a tropical 90 degrees, so a good day for summer camp.
Absolutely.
And as soon as I got there and I pulled up, there were kids running around with their face painted as animals, going down slipping slides, kicking balls around, doing arts and crafts. It was all peak summer camp activities.
That's awesome.
And Emily, who was our contact there, who was like the director, I believe, or something of that nature, was taking me around and introducing me to the counselors and the kids. And that's when I met this boy, Alaz, and I just wanted to ask him some stuff about summer camp. Hey, what's your name?
Alaz.
And how old are you?
8.
So, Alaz, it is my first day at summer camp, and I'm a little bit nervous because I don't know any of these kids. Do you have any advice for me?
Make new friends, ask if people want to play, and try and impress people.
Try and impress people? How do you think I could impress them?
Do something cool that they won't expect.
Ah, wow, that's good advice. But I don't know a lot of cool things. Like, what would you do?
I don't know. If there's, like, an event, I would overdo it.
Good advice.
Relatable content, Kennedy.
Overdo it.
Overdo it.
I don't know. If there's like an event, I would overdo it.
Do you think I should like do a backflip onto the slide?
If you can.
What if I get hurt?
Well, then call the hospital.
All right, that's fair. I got to be the oldest guy at camp. How old do you think I am?
50-something.
It's the beard, Dan.
Dan, the pause, it was the pause for me.
He was calculating.
The oldest guy at camp. How old do you think I am?
Carry the 7 plus 50 5.
Something.
A lot of so grays close. In that beard.
I'm 36, but that's, I mean, I get it. There's a lot of hard miles on the spot.
So are you happy at camp?
Yeah.
And what do you do if you're having a bad day? How do you make yourself happy?
I try to be flexible, but if I can't, I just play with some friends to make me happy.
That's awesome. That's a good answer. Do you have a lot of friends at camp?
Yeah, and some new ones came that I already knew, which made me very happy.
How do you make friends here?
Say hi, what's your name, and yeah.
Is that all I have to do?
I love Alaz. Alaz is...
Oh, my God.
He's hitting on all cylinders.
He knows, man.
Say hi, what's your name, and yeah.
It's just that easy?
Yeah, pretty easy.
So adults are overthinking it, huh?
Yep.
Do we overthink a lot of stuff as adults?
Mostly.
So my boss doesn't give me 3 months off for summer like you guys get in school. Do you think I should talk to him?
Definitely.
What do you think I should say?
Say, if I'm going to quit if you do not let me have free time.
Sal, I'm going to quit if you don't give me 3 months off to do water slides. How is that?
Exactly perfect.
Do you get to stay up later in summer?
Yes.
What's the latest you've ever stayed up?
1 a.m.
What were you doing till 1 a.m.?
Trying to sleep and overreacting.
Kennedy's going to relate to that a lot. So what do you think makes a good friend at camp?
They're fun, they're playful, they're joyful, they're helpful. And if you fight, well, play with your other friend. Easy.
Would you let your friends borrow $5 if they asked?
Only if they give me like $100. Or if they do something that I want them to.
So can I borrow $5?
What should you do to get $5?
What if I get in that dunk tank?
Get in the dunk tank and be dunked 30 times.
Oh. 30 times? That's a lot of times, man.
$5 is a lot, man.
drives a hard bargain.
Where is the lie?
Guy knows the value of a dollar.
30 times.
$5 is a lot, man.
That one got me.
That's what my mom said.
All right, and if you could give everybody listening, there's going to be thousands of people that hear this. If you could give them any life advice, what would you give them?
Survive. Don't be eaten. And if you have no friends, then go on a date.
I have no more questions. That was fantastic. Thank you.
I was with him right until the end.
A text from the 860. Alaz needs his own spot. That is a fact.
Kid's got star quality.
I swear. What a guy.
Oh, that was fantastic, Dad.